talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world, on the internet. My name is David Cohen, and I'm your host. We got co-host Keve.
How's it going?
We got Tessa in the studio today.
Hi there.
We got Aiden in the studio.
Hello.
How's it going, guys? As you know, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything, from what's on your mind, what's going on in the world today, what are we thinking about, we got some issues. Hey, we got some issues, let's email Dave. You can do that where? TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. Once again, that is Teen Trends with Dave, just like the show's name. That's it. TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. That's all there is. You can also call in live on the air if you would like to. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Call in live on the air. Tell us what's on your mind. What are you thinking about? Well, today we're actually going to be talking about Proposition 19. We're doing this as teenagers simply because we want to show adults, I guess you could, not adults, we want to show,
the public generally.
The public generally, that, when it comes to teenagers and marijuana, we're not all, bobblyhead stoners.
Not all like, hey, let's go
smoke
marijuana.
Hey, let's go smoke weed. Let's just get high. That's not what it's about, It's really not. So we're coming to you today with our thoughts, our beliefs on Proposition 19. Call in live. You can do that. 323-203-0815. Also, before we get the show started, I want to give everybody an opportunity to send me anonymous emails. Get it off your chest with Dave.
Anything.
So what's going to happen is we're going to talk about Proposition 19. And then in the middle of the show, we're going to start to move on, and we'll shift on to what people have emailed me.
We're going to help you.
That's what's going down. So, let's get it started. Just as a general idea, let's throw it down. Let's do this in almost like a formatted way. We'll start out like, Kevin, what do you think? Tessa, what do you think? Aiden, what are your beliefs? And I will speak mine. Not beliefs. Let's just start out with yes or no on Proposition 19. Just to let everybody know.
Yeah.
Proposition 19, is that what you're going to do, Kev?
I was going to say, yeah. Proposition 19 is for the California voting coming up. And Proposition 19 is basically the legalization of marijuana for people over the age of 21.
Right.
And, yeah.
So if you vote yes, you're saying you do want marijuana to be legalized in the state of California. If you vote no, this means you do not wish for marijuana to be legalized in the state of California. Kevin!
Is this a yes or no for Prop 19?
Yes.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Okay. Tessa?
No.
Really?
Really.
All right.
See,
we're not all just stupid stoner kids that are like, yeah, you know what, man, yeah, vote
yeah.
Pot. Yeah, just vote yes and get high. It's not like that, guys. Aiden?
I vote yes, and no, not because I'm a stupid stoner kid who's just like, yeah, bro, smoke pot. But, yeah, I think it's a good decision.
I myself would say yes. Once again, not because I'm a stupid stoner kid. We will get into the reasons why. We'll get into, the government and, like, you know, the whole debt thing, how we're kind of like, you know, $4 trillion in debt, some shit like that. I don't know. But let's start off with, it's true. Are
yeah,
we not?
It's a big number. Yeah.
Something like $2 trillion.
Yeah.
$2
trillion? It's like 1.4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. That's a big number.
Yeah, it's bigger. You know what? It's more than a million. It's more than a billion.
It's a trillion.
Billions.
It's a million millions.
Right?
It's a lot.
That's like,
wow.
That's like a bit of ridiculous for debt. Yeah, go USA. No, I'm just playing. I love the United States of America. It is the best country ever. Because you got freedom. Gotta hold on to freedom. Okay. Kevin!
Yes.
Let's start with your
shoot your
thoughts.
Opinion, my
shoot
friend.
Shoot your opinion.
Well, I actually researched a lot into this thing because I'm actually eligible to vote for this coming election.
Woo!
Which I'm really excited for. I know Tessa and Aiden are still young ones.
We're still babies.
Yeah. But I think it's cool that I think it's cool for kids who aren't 18 to talk about this anyways. To talk about like political issues and all that, because even though you can't voice your opinion and vote on it legally, it's still good to know and be educated.
So tell me why you say no.
Sorry, I was just...
No, don't apologize. Stop talking. Just say what. Go. I'm just playing. Don't stop talking. Right. Keep talking, babe. I love you.
I would say...
I love you, boy.
I would say no to the bill because I feel that if marijuana is legalized, we will just have a nation of dumb, retarded...
So are you saying that children. If marijuana is legalized, every single person...
I'm not saying
in our nation is going to be a dumb stoner.
No, I'm saying our youth will definitely, you'll definitely see a spike in the number of people.
Or will it lower, right? I mean, because people do it because some people do it because it's illegal. They get into it because they want to.
It's a rush,
around the parameters.
If you think about it, 42% of Americans already say that they've tried marijuana once in their lifetime, but how many people have tried alcohol? I mean, it's a legal thing. There's no repercussions unless you do something stupid, so it's definitely going to spike.
Right.
Yeah. That's the whole reason that people... I would say one of the biggest reasons that people don't smoke pot is because of the risk that comes with possessing it.
No, I feel that. Actually, one of my family members who does not live in the state of California, she says that she actually prefers... marijuana over alcohol, but the reason why she does not use marijuana is because it is illegal.
Yeah.
So, you know, that something like that, just a simple, you know, like just a simple conversation of proof like that. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Am I just rambling on? Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying.
Well, the thing is, like, here in California, we get up easy, like, if we have marijuana possession, but like in Nevada, it's a felony. Like, you can't get over that. It's bad.
Yeah, cops, I was watching some videos today about the Prop 19, and a lot of the police officers were saying they're not really strict with possession of marijuana, like, for the most part. Arnold, the governor, passed a law.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, go on.
He passed a new thing the other day, or maybe it was a week and a half ago or something, where it upped the amount of marijuana you can carry before you get a felony charge or something like that. And, you know, like, they're really becoming less strict with marijuana.
No, they are.
Just, like, the possession.
And I think, you know, that is kind of leading into...
Prop 19. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Tessa. Tessa, being a 16-year-old female in California, what are your thoughts?
It's not even just, like, the logistics of it. It's so much more the... Like the repercussions that actually come from smoking marijuana. Like,
right.
We all know marijuana is considered a gateway drug.
Like, it is.
People
it is.
Who smoke marijuana are typically going to go on to harder drugs, as opposed to people who have never tried marijuana. They're never in all their life going to be like, oh, I'm going to try acid, I'm going to try cocaine, like all these really harsh drugs. And I'm not saying that if you do marijuana, you're going to do cocaine.
Right, no.
But it's definitely much higher that you're going to want to try it if you smoked.
Because it's easier, you know, once you've said, hey, you know, want to smoke weed, you say, sure. You know, and then once you've done that, somebody, you know, offers something else to the table, it's, you know, easier.
Yeah, the hype gets lessened.
Right.
And
it's that much easier to say, sure.
Yeah, it's
why
a normal
not?
Thing now.
Right. Right. Is that all you have for?
No, I would. There other logistics.
Just
like,
go for it.
Okay, if
hit home.
Obvious.
Oh my gosh, Tessa, I'm sorry. I keep trying to step on your lines.
Go.
But, basically, I was just gonna say
you're stepping all over her lines,
all
bro.
Over her lines. You have, if you took health classes in middle school or high school, you've learned all of the negative things about marijuana, and those things are all true. You can be like, oh, they were lying. It doesn't make you stupid. It doesn't kill your brain cells. It does.
Yeah.
Of course it does. It kills your brain cells, it's a scientific fact that
memory
when
loss,
you
like
right when you partake in the usage of marijuana, you are literally killing yourself.
Yeah.
Literally, your brain cells are you. You're killing yourself. You know, you're killing your brain cells. Like that. You know, that's what it is. Okay, Tessa, keep going on.
Yeah. So. I just want to relate this back to alcohol, where people are obviously really stupid when they're on alcohol, and they do stupid things like drive drunk.
Okay.
And
agreed.
Driving high is just as dangerous, and people are always
of course.
No, it's fine. I'm high. I can do this. I still got motor skills. But the truth of it is, like, you're stupid. Like, it's scientific that you are stupid.
Your motor skills are altered.
Right. And it's gonna there's gonna be another spike, and it's gonna be in. Under the influence, DUIs. And
right.
It's just not going to be good.
Right. Is that all for you, Tessa?
What I can think of right now.
What you can think. Okay, we'll come back. Aiden?
Okay.
There are a few things about it. I mean, I do see all...
So, Aiden, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yep. Aiden is a yes.
You are for
Proposition 19. You are a 16-year-old male.
I am. So, I see all of the points that are brought up for being against it, and of course they're all reasonable, but I think that the all of the pros for it are pretty strong. Reducing street crime is a pretty big one. I mean, and pot isn't necessarily a super big street drug,
right.
But it'll definitely mellow out the streets.
No, I would agree. I would agree.
Of course the taxes on it. The taxes.
Kevin, you're shaking your head no.
I would disagree. If marijuana became legalized, California would be the new epicenter of marijuana dealers for the whole entire United States.
But it wouldn't be illegal.
Wait, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's still the drug cartels.
So there wouldn't be conflict.
The drug cartels
would
come
in.
How is there not conflict if people are illegally... Any time you are messing with drugs and money, you are...
Out of state, it would affect.
I'm saying there will be drug cartels in California, if it is legalized, who ship it all over the U.S., and drug cartels, history shows, this is kind of like common knowledge, but drug cartels are not nice people. They have guns and knives scary stuff, and they're not going to hug you. They're going to do something worse.
Well, that's a valid point.
Sorry, I just needed to say that.
Well, that would more affect the environment of our nation as a whole. That wouldn't put crime on our streets at all, because they wouldn't be acting illegally in alternate states or in our state.
Isn't that a little bit selfish, though? I mean, like, it's the United States. States of America.
Yeah.
I mean, California has its own jurisdiction, but obviously this is a government that relies on the federal.
And I could also see like some cartel feuds going on. I don't know.
I don't know that. I personally believe that if it were to be legalized, like when it comes to the drug cartels and whatnot, see. It's so, like, equally balanced. Like, it honestly could go completely one of two ways, you know?
Well, but also a thing to think about is the drug business itself would be diminished by the state, right?
Right.
Because the state would become
when you say
the
drug business, what are you referring to in drug business?
Well, it's marijuana, like, it's not
like,
all drugs.
Well, yeah, but this particular drug. Drug dealers... would lose business within the state.
Right. What I'm thinking, though, well, not necessarily, because drug dealers that are 21, and then for kids, you know, who are younger than 21, do you know what I'm saying? Like drug dealers, if it were to get legalized, the age that you would be able 21. To hold it would be 21. There would be, you know, it would be a new type of, like, drug dealing under different circumstances where, you know, 21-year-olds, it'd be like alcohol. It'd be like, you know, kids wanting to get alcohol from 21-year-olds, you know?
And honestly, is there much crime going on with alcohol. Sure, people get drunk on the streets with brown bags, but I mean...
But let's go back to history. When Prohibition ruled, was there crime? There was lots of crime. And I think that...
Yeah,
it's kind of like the same thing. Like,
that's true.
It's just so... It repeats itself so much. And obviously, this is different from alcohol, where it's never been legal before.
I feel that. Think about this, though. This just popped in my head. You know, marijuana is indeed a drug, right? So is, so is Xanax. So is OxyContin. And I'm not talking about, you know, like street Xanax, like street OxyContin. Like, I'm talking behind the counter, you know, getting prescriptions. You know, oh, I got in a car accident. My back is messed up. Okay, sir, I'm going to prescribe you this OxyContin, you know? Those are drugs. If anything, those drugs are, you know, more potent and more addictive than marijuana could be.
Well, see, that's what you gotta realize, that if you're relating marijuana to Xanax, you gotta put in the fact that both of them are addicting.
Right.
You're like,
oh, marijuana is indeed addicting.
People always say, no, marijuana is not addicting.
That you is false.
It's so, like...
Just deny it. They create an alibi for an addiction. It's just a lifestyle, but what is a dependent lifestyle but an addiction?
Yeah, right.
It's like an alcoholic is the same as a pothead. Like, you're still addicted.
Right. I would agree. Okay, I'm going to say my standpoint. The reason why I would say yes, for the most part, I personally do not partake in the usage of marijuana. It's not my choice. Therefore, you know, I'm stating this on the radio so people don't think like, oh, he just wants it because he likes to get high, you know, doesn't want to get caught. Not like that. I don't use it. But the reason why I would want to, you know, legalize marijuana is simply anything. Okay, so let's think of the logistics. Something like, Tessa, what did you say? 42% of Americans
have admitted to trying marijuana once.
Admitted to experimenting with marijuana at least once in their life. Okay. With that, take, you know, let's even cut that in half to 20%. Okay, let's say that 20%, 22, let's say 20% of those people decide and choose to be quote-unquote potheads or stoners. Okay? Is that reasonable?
Well, you can't assume that everyone that's tried marijuana is a pothead.
That's why I said half. That's why I said 20%.
Okay, so 20% are stoners.
Okay, I'm just throwing this out. So, like, just kind of making up numbers here, going with it. Think about this, though.
10, even 10, lower.
Okay, fine.
Think about
1%
person being like a pothead.
10, that's true. 10% of, you know, America smokes marijuana on a regular basis. That 10% could help in even in the smallest way, even in like the tiniest, most eensy weensy way ever, that 10% of profit of revenue could help, you know, start to get our government out of a
they're gonna tax it
financial
up the ass.
Hole. Yeah, dude, they're gonna tax it up the ass.
They're gonna go to town on it.
That's why, like, you know, not to be weird, but like tax it up the no. Not like not to be weird like that, but like it's true. They're going to, excuse my French, tax the shit out of it, you know?
That's a good thing. It's I learned this the other day. It was like a death tax or something like that because
Syntax.
Right. There we go.
Syntax.
They tax cigarettes way like a bunch. You know, like
sports cars.
I don't know.
Like sports cars?
Yeah, if you have a sports car, it's a lot of money, they tax it.
Right,
so
tax, syntax is more, that's more based around, you know, alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco products, things like that, because it's like sin, you know? Okay. Another thing is, check this, so we pay for, we as people in our taxes pay for people in jail, right? We help pay for people in jail. Something like, I should have looked at the logistics. I think, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, please call me 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Tell me if I'm wrong with this statement. But I think it might be 80% of the people in jail are for it's for, you know, something related to marijuana.
That's
right?
That's a huge number.
That's a ridiculous
That's
figure.
A ridiculously large number. I would say that's okay.
Tessa was shaking her head.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, well, because you have to include those people who have to do with other drugs are usually the people who do marijuana as well.
It is involved
with marijuana. I guess they're involved, but yeah, I wouldn't say the ones that are only
it's probably
in jail
not 80%,
for marijuana.
Probably.
Yeah.
Think about what...
There's a lot of murderers.
Think about, like, what... That's true, murderers, but murderers still, you know... They smoke pot? No, I don't. I'm just kidding. No, but basically it would, you know, it would free up a lot of jail space.
We would save tens of millions
yeah.
every year. I read an article
yeah,
a little while ago.
Dude.
I don't know the exact number. It said tens of millions. Actually, this is on the official Prop 19. It would save tens of millions every year on people in jail, and then you would gain hundreds of millions in profits from taxing.
Right.
So, that's pretty solid.
Are you no? You're
no,
still
I know, I'm still a no. I'm just saying, like, if it does get legalized, yeah, it's going to help our financial
situation.
Well, yeah,
it's
situation,
not going to be horrible.
But
that's why it's
I just don't want...
Everybody to be a stoner.
Everyone right. to be high. I don't want my kids being able to smoke pot freely. I don't want more people on the road driving under the influence, because you know those numbers are going to spike up. They're like, oh, driving under the influence of marijuana isn't half as bad as driving drunk.
That's very false.
That's very false.
Right. Tessa.
I just wanted to say on what you were saying is that this is just, we're trying to get both sides of the story. We're trying to be as unbiased as possible. And obviously there are certain aspects of this prop that are good and some of it are bad, but I think it really comes down to your own morals and what you believe and
right.
like what you really make up for yourself.
I agree. I do agree. So. Touche, Tessa.
Touche.
Anybody else have anything to say about the legalization of marijuana Proposition 19? You can do that. Email me teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. You can also call in live on the air 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. You guys have anything else to say? If not, I'm going to go on to the next thing.
No, we're good.
You good? We all know where we stand?
I got my heat out.
You got your heat out, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go to our emails. This is things to get off your chest. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I give you guys an opportunity to email me. Right, help time. Email me with things that you just want to get off your chest, you know. It's a good way to, you know, have people listen without them knowing it's you. Okay, done. Hey Teen Trends. First off, thanks for letting me get this off my chest. It has been haunting me for a few months now. You get it? Yeah, like get
yeah,
it off
yeah,
your chest.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. I thank you for saying that. You brought a smile to my face. Okay, hey Teen Trends. First off, thanks for letting me get this off my chest. It has been haunting me now for a few months, and I can't tell a single person because everybody is friends with everybody else, and if I were to say something, the information would leak, and I would lose a lot of close friends. Basically, I've cheated on my girlfriend with 7 different girls.
Oh,
dear Lord.
And I feel so guilty, but I feel like I'm not attracted to my girlfriend anymore. She's so sweet, and there's no reason for us to break up, let alone for me to be cheating on her. So I'm a bit stuck on what to do. Thanks, cheater fiend.
Well.
yeah, break up with her.
Why would you stay with her?
You don't deserve her.
If you're cheating on her with 7
Honestly.
Different girls.
No, see, I understand that.
Wait. Okay, no, you can go.
No, I'm saying, like, no, I understand, like, what you're saying.
I thought you were saying I understand him, because I was about to jump across the table and slap you in
the face. Like...
Come on, guys, come on.
No violence in the studio, please. That is not acceptable. I would say to Cheater Fiend, you know, really, 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 I am sorry that you're not attracted to your girlfriend anymore, and regardless... Okay, you said that she's so sweet and there's no reason for us to break up.
Yeah, there is.
It's well, like four no, for you to break up.
There's like seven reasons.
Seven reasons, exactly.
I can see where he's coming from in the sense, not in the cheating sense, in the sense of like, oh wow, I'm really not attracted to her, but she's super sweet, super nice, and I don't want to hurt her feelings type thing, you know?
Yeah. I think
I can see how that's difficult for him. Also, we don't know how long they've been together, like this and that. So there's a bunch of, you know, precautions that we don't know about the situation. But basically, on the surface, if you've cheated with, you know, seven different girls, man, brother, you gotta, you know, kind of...
If you've cheated with one girl, you need to start questioning your morals and the value you have behind it. And
well, yeah.
Once you do that, you need to judge what action you need to take. And with seven girls, I'd say it's pretty clear what action you need to take.
You need to be single.
You so, aren't respecting her. Yeah. And, I mean, that's what a relationship is, respect, love, and friendship. So.
It's true.
He's probably just gold digging.
Also...
no, really. If he's sleeping around with all these other girls and then... the sweet girlfriend he goes back to is like, hey, let me buy you lunch. Show.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down, dude. Lunch. No. Yeah, maybe, you know, here on Teen Trends, you know, we're not one to, you know, put down a person at all. But we will definitely say if you're doing something wrong, you know, if you feel like you're doing something wrong. And cheater fiend.
You're doing something wrong.
You're doing something wrong.
You're a cheater fiend is what's
yeah.
going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, sure. Just break up with her. Really, really. Okay, hope we helped.
And don't go into another relationship.
Yeah, don't jump into something too fast.
Wait it out until you understand the values you think should be had in a relationship. Until you can have that, you can't have a relationship. Or you can't have a healthy one.
That's true. I would agree, Mr. Aiden. Okay, hello, Teen Trends. I live in a Catholic home and I'm gay. Nobody would ever accept me if I came out of the closet, so I guess I found your show an opportunity to allow me a bit of leeway towards the situation. I'm not asking for advice, I already know what to do, but it just feels good to say it. So I'm gay and proud. Regardless of my family and friends, views or beliefs, gays aren't bad people. Thanks for listening. Gay is okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's good.
Yeah. Good for you, man. Go for you. Woo! let's go to the next one. By the way, guys, I want to thank you very much for, you know, instilling trust in Teen Trends and Friends. Teen Trends and Friends. I think it's a really cool idea that, you know, you come to us with your, you know, deeper, darker secrets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They love us.
They love us. We love you guys. Okay. Hey, Dave and friends. I'm 17 years old. I know this may sound a bit odd, but I think I'm in love with my stepsister.
Ooh.
Obviously, I can't say anything to my family, because, well, that's just weird. And I could never say anything to my friends, because they wouldn't see the end of it. So, shall I act on it? Do remember that I'm dealing with love. Thanks. This name. Isn't really incest. Is the name.
Well, yeah. I guess it's true.
I know. I would agree that is true. Okay, Kevin, let's hear from you. Kevin, go.
Kevin's going. No. I would say that yeah, you guys aren't related, but think about how your parents would feel. Think about how you would feel, or like I don't know. Just if she has the same feelings for you, you guys gotta. Talk it out and
yeah okay.
Sort that
you
problem.
Can you cannot have a relationship with a family member.
No, don't do that.
I'd say that's ethically unjust. Like that's not something that is appropriate for a family.
Right. No, of course that's odd.
That would probably break it apart and just put barricades in it that you don't want in your family.
Yeah, and right. When you say dealing with love, well, how do you know if it's love if you haven't acted on it? So maybe it's just like a shallower feeling of love.
That's true.
Yeah, it's you not, need to be careful with it.
Could emotions. Be, you
love
know.
Love is a strong word.
Right, love.
Not reserved for your stepsister in that
there's,
way.
There is, I believe that there is a very thin line between love and lust in which people can get very...
Carried away
with. They don't know the difference. They don't know... Which side of the line they lie
very
on.
Confused. It's a big muddle.
Right. So isn't really incest. Do not. We say, you know, we're never ones to tell you don't do it or do it. Our advice, don't do that. Don't act on sexual feelings with your stepsister. Don't do that.
Think about love, too. I mean, you might think you love her, but I hate to say it, but you probably don't.
Yeah, so it might be a feeling of lust.
Really think about it and then judge it.
True.
But still, you probably shouldn't.
You can get back to us, though. Get back to us on that. TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. But hey, what? You already know that. Because you emailed me. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Isn't Really Incest. Hey, Teen Trends. What are you laughing at, Aiden?
Thank you. It really isn't incest. Okay, sorry.
No, that is silly. Hey, Teen Trends. I go to a boarding school, and I have to shower with all the boys in the morning. It's not that I mind it. The problem is every single time I shower, for some reason, I get an erection. I'm not gay. Like, I don't enjoy guys in a sexual way. It's just every single time I shower with my dorm members, I have a boner. Can you help? Well, wait, the name. This is great. Woody won't go. We in the studio are laughing because we think this is great. No, Woody won't go. We're not laughing at you. We are laughing with you.
Well, here, wait. Hopefully. So I can directly relate to this.
Oh, my goodness, Aiden. You go to a boarding school.
When I first read this back at Dave's house, I thoroughly related to this. Not because I'm the guy who gets a boner in the showers, but because there is a particular dude who comes in every now and then with not a fully erect one, but a floner, and it makes me pretty uncomfortable. So, I mean, just keep your peers in mind that, I don't know, just be respectful and go out of your way to shower when nobody else is in there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That must be awkward for everyone else because, I don't know, if... I think you should, like, do some tests because... Or not, like, tests.
Not
like,
tests.
Like, but... not like, medical tests, but, like, a test for yourself, like... If you're showering in the morning and you have a morning wood, maybe that's why you have an erection, because when guys wake up in the morning, a lot of the times they'll have erections. But maybe it's that. Like when you're at home and you get in the shower, do you get an erection? Or maybe you are actually getting turned on by these other men in the showers because you're like,
well, he did say that he is not homosexual.
Well, maybe but he's maybe, denying
maybe,
that.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know yet because I know people who have come into it like, oh, I'm not gay. Oh, wait, I'm gay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't know.
So I would say maybe he should think about that and just see if it's like something that happens when he's not just around all these guys type deal. But yeah, good luck, buddy, because he needed help with not getting a boner while dudes are around. So
that's true.
Maybe he should blindfold himself.
No. And it's not a problem. It's not a bad thing if, you know, if you are attracted to the guys. That's not a bad thing at all. Really, really not.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it is.
You know, just maybe, I don't know, maybe shower at a different time. Maybe, you know what, maybe relieve yourself before you go in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good idea. Just, I mean, keep...
Tessa's like, oh, goodness.
I don't really have anything to say with this.
If you are gay, I mean, there's no problem with that. If you're confused about whether or not you have these feelings, there's no problem with that. But just, I mean, if they are there, just be respectful of other people's situations.
Yeah.
Because they might not have that confusion, and being put in that situation is a little odd. Just saying.
So Aiden, you had a guy who would come the shower with an erection.
Yeah, well, I mean, not full, but I mean, it's still kind of... And see, it's a square room, and he faces the middle. He doesn't face the wall. So it's like, right? It's like he's not even thinking about it. Or he's thinking about it, and he just like, oh, hey, guys, what's up? I know, it's a little odd. Just keep in mind that you are showing other men your erect penis, and that's weird.
Yeah, that could very possibly, you know, relieve you of the idea of a boner. All right, Woody Won't Go. Hope we helped. This is great. Teen trends. So I've been seeing this guy for a couple weeks now, and I'm slowly losing interest in him. He's a good guy and all. I'm just a little bored with our relationship. He was planning on taking me to a theme park for our 2 month, and I really want to go. But I don't know if I can wait that long. So my question is, should I go gold digger for a month? No.
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 The
name is Confused Gold Digger.
Well,
she sounds like she's trying to mooch it, which is just really mean.
That don't do that. That's I really want to go to the theme park, but I really don't want to be with him.
I'd say gold digging is never, never, ever a good resort.
So my question is, should I go, quote unquote, gold digger for a month? No, don't do that.
Will you enjoy it? Like, will it really be worth it? Also, and that's completely beyond the moral ethics of it. But I mean, so that in itself puts it, you know, no, well, you shouldn't be using this guy. Yeah, go.
Okay, so you shouldn't be using him, but think of it this way. This just came to me. I would never say go and be a gold digger, but what if...
Weird.
What if they did go to the theme park and she kind of have, like, faked this whole relationship or whatever they have. She faked it, went to the theme park, and the guy was having the time of his life. They were both having a really good time. But then afterwards, like, a couple days, she breaks it off with him. Do you think that time spent, even though, like, the guy was happy?
Genuine, though. See, here's the thing.
It could be to him, but not to her.
It could be to him, but check this. Well, she already has a preconceived notion, oh, I'm going to break up with him. And she even used the word gold digger. Therefore, you know how expensive food at theme park is.
True.
So, for one, he's going to be, you know, probably buying her ticket, okay? That's what, depending on a theme park, Disneyland's like $100, like Six Flags is like 60, I don't know, 40 something. But like he's gonna be spending at least, like at absolute least $100 on her, if not more.
Yeah, at least. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
$70 for a ticket, $30 for a meal. That's easily. And that's if it's not more for
yeah,
the ticket.
Yeah. Right? So I would say, you know, I kinda hope he's listening. Even though, like, you know, there's no way of knowing who it is.
Oh yeah.
Because they are anonymous emails.
I think you can get a feeling of when something's not going right.
I agree.
You're completely in the clouds about it.
Yeah. I agree.
True.
You can definitely get a feeling.
Just I guess the ultimate message on this one is don't use people.
Do you really feel right asking a guy to spend money on a ticket, on food, on little doodads, cotton candy, all that random stuff? And I mean, is that okay for you? And I mean,
what if they stayed friends after though? Say all this did go down and they stayed friends and they were close friends, they just never had a relationship.
But then that implies that they were friends when they were dating, right? So would you really want to use a friend for their money even? I mean, even then you'd want to respect it.
Right. That's true. Well, confused gold digger, I hope that we helped. Those are our anonymous emails. I want to get to, actually, we have a not anonymous email that we got. I believe it is relating to Proposition 19. We actually just picked this one up. It says, how come some people are greatly affected by doing drugs when others aren't? Marissa.
That is a very
I mean, that's very, you know, very simple, very bland, but a very good question. And I think that it does, you know, have to do with Proposition 19. Because that actually ties in with the whole idea of like, oh, you know, everybody's going to turn into a lazy stoner type thing, you know? Right?
Yeah, no,
yeah. It definitely does. But, like, when I look at that, I think that people who do drugs and it thoroughly affects them are the ones who can't handle biochemical instabilities. Like, it just doesn't work in their head, and it thoroughly affects them, and it changes equilibrium. And
yeah, it's also a genetic thing. Well, people have addictive personalities, and that's why, like, some people can try weed or marijuana once and be content with never trying it again.
That's true. And then, you know, there's other people that experiment with, you know, they try marijuana, and then they go to this, and they go to that, and then all of a sudden, they are, you know...
Well, it's a gateway drug.
It is a gateway drug. We've we were talking about this, how it's a gateway drug.
And it also has to do with situation. I mean, the scenario dependent on, you know, what they're trying to cope with, what they're trying to fix, why they're doing it.
Why they're doing it.
Makes, I mean, whether or not it'll...
It's true. This is actually... Thank you, Marissa. This is a great question.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. You probably already know that individuals have different skills and abilities, you know, like in other aspects in life. So it is natural to expect that different people will respond to drugs a different way.
Yeah, it's all about situation.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably what I have to say to that one.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to... You know, what brought this about in your head? How certain people are affected by certain drugs? That's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Because that also is almost, you know, a subdivision of, you know, the brain. And, like, how everybody's, like, completely works on, like, a different... frequency type thing, you know? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's different gears running.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Truth. Let's see. Question. Have most teens used marijuana in their life? Marsha. What is it with all these marijuana questions?
Well,
we should. Proposition 19. That's true.
I can say I'm in an English, my English class last year.
Okay.
I could count out every single student I knew who had smoked marijuana, and there are probably others I knew who didn't, and I would say it was definitely the majority of the class has tried it at least once.
Well, you gotta factor in the regional portion of this. I mean, obviously it's California.
In California, Southern California. I would say 7 out of 10 teens have tried marijuana once before.
Right. But what's teen? Is that 14, high school, 15, high school. Say, by the end of high school?
By the end of high school.
Okay.
7 out of 10 people have probably... That's just my...
I would agree.
Wow.
I would say 7, honestly, maybe even 8.
Yeah.
To try it once... See, we're not talking about, like, the kids that are like, yeah, let's just get a bunch of weed and smoke it all, you know? No, we're talking about, like, hey, man, like, want to hit this? No, I'm okay. Hey, man, want to hit this? No. Hey, man, okay, I'll try it once. We're talking about that.
Yeah, not like, oh, yeah, dude...
Not like excessive marijuana smokers. Right. Yeah, we're talking about, you know, first time users, maybe one and only time users. So your question, Marsha, have most teens used marijuana in their life? I couldn't tell you from 100% factual, but I would say probably yes.
I'd say that's a reasonable answer.
I actually do know a statistic. But it's not really high school. It's more middle school.
What?
8th grade.
Okay, yeah, go.
Yeah. I know the statistic for... Okay. This is from my mother. My mother does... She has to know these researches and all that. Okay, whatever. She tells me this stuff because I think it's interesting. 32% of 8th graders.
Oh. Wow.
32% of 8th graders.
Wow.
That's a big number. I was the kind of kid my whole life who was so scared of touching a drug or anything like that.
No,
I would never have thought
I'd feel that. We actually have a caller on Teen Trends. I'm going to answer this, see what's up. How's it going? You are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and friends. Who are we speaking to? Hello. Live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and friends. We cannot hear you, therefore we are going to hang up. If you would like to call again, you may do so, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815.
Thanks for your time, caller.
That's some great input.
So yeah, what'd I say, 32% of 8th graders have experimented with
marijuana? That's a ridiculous figure.
That is a ridiculous figure.
And even now, like, when I'm a senior in high school, I can say that, like, when I look at the middle school children, I, like, look at them as children. and it's just they're 14.
Oh gosh, if I've heard so many stories. Like I worked at an outdoor ice rink last year, and I had a couple of middle schoolers who would always come by, like these regular kids, and they would tell me stories about these 6th and 7th and 8th graders, like having a bunch of sex, smoking so much marijuana, doing ecstasy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And like just hardcore drugs.
It's ridiculous.
And when I was that age, I would never even think of doing.
I was playing Pokemon still.
Yeah, I was still playing.
Dude,
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I was down for Pokemon.
I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh and
I'm
RuneScape.
Still playing Pokemon.
Dog. Yo.
Nonetheless.
I got a Lugia full. I got like level 99 Charizard. I'm just. Okay, let's go. Keep talking. Sorry. We're getting Poke Talk. You don't stop Poke Talk.
Yeah, but.
Can never get past Will. No, just keep going. The boss. Okay, just go. Just go. Let's talk. Go on, Kev.
That was pretty much it. It's shocking how many kids, like how are the younger generation getting more.
That is one thing that's really, really scaring me about Prop 19. Look at the exponential rate of growth in maturity, I guess you'd say, or naivety in children. I mean, like, they're doing some ridiculous things, and if we put that in their environment, it might make it a little worse.
Yeah, no, it's going to explode.
Well, yeah, especially,
think about it.
Especially with all the other things children are, like, conditioned for nowadays. Like, right. When I was 14, I would never watch a scary movie, but now people are, like, going to R-rated movies just because they want to be that scared. And
yeah. No, I feel that.
I don't
Aiden,
get that.
I want to debate something with you for a quick moment.
Go, David.
You said if we put that in their environment, it's already put in their environment.
Oh, yeah, but consider, let's
massly
say...
massly put
yeah,
into
so
their environment.
Yeah, so here, wait. It's,
but how do you know that it's going to be mass?
Here, no, it's, well, listen, bro.
If it's legal...
There's already...
Wait, hold up.
Okay,
hold up.
I'm sorry, dog.
Okay, so it's speculated that an ounce will cost $20. I'm not sure if you're aware of the figures in pot nowadays, but that is absolutely ridiculous. An ounce is about $250. And just consider how accessible that would be to everybody. Everybody will have it, and it will be open... to everybody. It will be in every single person's circle. And that includes the children.
I agree.
Right?
No, yeah.
That's a scary subject. That makes me want to shift
and
to
it's,
know.
And yo, it's even worse because it's their parents' money.
Yeah. Even parents are probably going to be... It's kind of upsetting, but it could be the reality. But, I mean...
That's true.
Yo, brother.
Well, I mean, like, where do you think kids go and get, you know, how do you think kids get money? Like, how do you think 14, 15, 16-year-old kids, you know, are getting the money to buy their marijuana?
It's so bad.
From their parents?
Yeah.
From their parents, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, mommy, I'm going to go to the movies with some friends.
Ha, wink.
Little Jimmy's getting stoned in the corner. He's getting stoned in the back
corner?
Of the movies with his friends. No. He didn't go to the movies. He's standing in back of the movies. It's true. Haven't you seen Little Jimmy?
Isn't that upsetting, though?
No, it really is. But here's the thing. I'm sorry.
It'll just get worse.
Here's the thing. I do agree that it'll get worse, but if it really comes down to, you know, the kid's choice, the person's choice. Kids nowadays, if they want to smoke weed, they will find a way to smoke weed. If they don't want to smoke weed, they will not smoke weed. I think that it's going to be a long, you know, the same type of idea. Even take alcohol. Take alcohol, which is already legalized, has been legalized our entire lives. There are kids that, sure, they'll drink on occasion. And then there are kids, you know, of course, then you have your alcoholics, which is, I think, is an absolutely terrible thing. But, you know, there's also kids that will be like, you know, no, I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. You
also,
know?
Though, but this just popped in my head. It's pretty deep in... It's pretty deep in their circles in middle school already. I mean, could
That's
it really
true.
Affect it that much more
that
harshly?
Much more.
Because
yeah.
it's out there for most of the middle schoolers. All they need to do is put themselves in that situation.
Okay.
Yeah, but right? The thing is, it's gonna bring in more kids. Okay, the statement. Tell me if you agree with this statement. The next 50 years for the U.S. are some of the most important years that
yeah.
we're gonna encounter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want our youth to be complete pothead stoners? And you said it's going to be that the kids will make the choices for, like, they'll make choices if they want to smoke or not.
Right.
But as I've said, and you can see it coming and it's growing more and more, they have been making bad choices.
I agree.
Like, more and more often than
but
before.
But will...
No. Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off, Aiden. This, people, has been a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, Aiden, to cut you off, but we did indeed run out of time.
I don't like you, David.
No, you love me, Aiden.
I'm kidding, David. I love you.
Thank you, Kevy. Kevy always co-host.
Thank you, David.
The show should be called Teen Trends with Kevin, Dave, and Friends.
Nope, Dave and Friends.
I love you. Tessa?
Yes.
Mad love.
I love you.
Mad love, respect. Yo, peace. Aiden?
Yes.
I love you, Aiden. Thank you for coming on the show. This has been a wonderful episode of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. You have a wonderful Sunday. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Flashing rays of colored light.